Remember Google Glass, the eyeglasses with the display screen built in that let you read the New York Times and monitor your Twitter feed while carrying on a conversation? One of Google's eyewear evangelists took me through a demonstration last spring.
You're experiencing the device just like I did when I first became an explorer. You just have to put it on and figure out how it works.
My visual cortex is learning how to superimpose your face at will over the screen.
Excellent.
I wish I could concentrate on what you were saying, but I'm too busy training my visual cortex.
That's how Google Glass was. But Google Glass has all but disappeared. The mysterious white Google barges that were intended to be showrooms have been decommissioned. The eyewear evangelists no longer tour the country. Is it because wearable technology is dead, you ask? No way. Wearable technology is now entering the next generation.
This is our prototype. It's about 6 times the resolution and about 20 times the area of a Google Glass, but it still looks like a normal pair of sunglasses.
A company called Innovega has unveiled a system that looks like an ordinary pair of sunglasses, but is in fact a computer that sends images to a display which is hidden. Guess where it's hidden?
We have taken all the optics away from the eyewear and put it inside the contact lens. That puts it right in front of our eyes, and it allows that optic to move around with your gaze. So if you look up, that optic follows you.
The display is in the contact lens itself, so you can superimpose anything on the live scene in front of you. The only problem I see with this next generation of wearable display technology is the same problem I saw with the first one. No one yet has been able to update the human brain's old-school operating system, which can only focus on one thing at a time. And these days, it chooses to focus on the person who is not there instead of the person who is there. Humans need to evolve a ringtone of our own so we can alert the person who is right across from us texting that we have something to say. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, I'm here! You know, back when communication technology was really expensive, like telegrams used to be, people only used it for truly urgent messages, so it made sense to interrupt your conversation. Today, the number of calls you make has about zero effect on your bill, so the people call up to say things like, "Hey, let's get drunk," and you drop everything to answer that call. What was Ray Rice doing when Janae finally decided she'd had enough? He was taking a phone call instead of paying attention to her. Well, once we have contact lens displays, everybody's going to be off in their own little dimension. We are living in a time when, if you want to have a real conversation with someone, a real uninterrupted conversation with someone, the worst place to be is directly across from them.